Dr. Ruth Westheimer is a psychosexual therapist who sprang to national attention in the early 80s with her live radio program, Sexually Speaking. She went on to have her own incredibly popular TV show, and she's still a popular TV personality. She's a frequent contributor to magazines and is the author of 37 books, including her latest, Dr. Ruth's Guide for the Alzheimer Caregiver. A one-woman show about her life, Dr. Ruth All the Way, has recently opened. Dr. Ruth teaches at Columbia's Teacher College, New York. Today, we're going to speak with Dr. Ruth about sex in literature. Fiction is definitely getting more explicit. Welcome, Dr. Ruth. I'm thrilled to have you with us on the Book Report.
Thank you, Elaine. I'm glad to talk to you.
You've recently written about literature becoming much more sexually explicit.
Yes.
We've come a long way from being shocked by Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Right. You know, the funny thing is, wherever I go these days, especially a few days ago, I gave a talk to about 180 women. So I say, after I talk a little bit, I say, so let me see a show of hands who read 50 Shades of Grey. And quite a number of people raised their hands, and I raised my hand too. Because God forbid somebody should think that I haven't read it. So the interesting thing is, Elaine, that I make a point that I say for years I have been saying it's not true that women don't get aroused by sexually explicit literature or sexually explicit movies. And, for example, we used to have Lady Chatterley's Lover. That's like 50 years ago now. We then had Fear of Flying. And now with this book that has become such a bestseller, it proves the point that women need a longer time to be aroused.
Yes.
So what I tell women, it doesn't matter if it's good literature or not. I first of all say if there are passages you don't like, it's not required reading. Turn the page. But do use it in order to get aroused, in order to put your mind on that sexual experience that you are engaging in. And, you know, something funny, when the book came out in Hebrew a few months ago, it was sold out in one day. So while we have to be, especially people like you who talk about books, we have to be careful not to say this is going to be a book that people will read 50 years from now. We have to say, use it. So I use books in order to be able to say, to make a point. For example, the Sex for Dummies, to teach about good sex. And now this, my latest book that will come out, it's not out yet, but it comes out, I'll talk to you again.
Okay.
It's called Myths of Love. These are myths from Romans and Greek stories, for example, Leda and the Swan. I'm doing that with Jerry Singerman from the University of Pennsylvania Press, and he does all of the research. He chooses the pictures, and I do the sexual commentary. And I have to tell you something funny, because you need something funny too. I did a book a few years ago called The Art of Arousal, taking pictures, everything that had to do with sexual arousal. I did it with Gary Tintero, who is now the director of the Art Museum in Houston. Things that I teach about sex actually don't get old. because there's always something to be taught about and to be learned about. There's a picture in there about Picasso that clearly shows a penis. So, you know, I make it into a learning experience, but at the same time, some fun.
Right. Well, despite books like 50 Shades of Grey, do you think Americans are becoming more prudish than, let's say, 20 years ago?
No, the other way around.
Okay.
I think that we in this country, people are more sexually literate because of people like you and me talking about it, because we have the best research from Kinsey, Masters and Johnson, Dr. Helen Singer Kaplan, who trained me. And right away, I'm adding to that, we need new research, because that research of Kinsey, Masters and Johnson is 50 years old. So we now, we need, and we don't have that because it's expensive, and we need a scientifically validated research data in order to talk more about what is needed for people to have good sex.
Hmm.
Now, I did a book called Sex Over 50 with Pierre Leroux, and that's something, it's interesting because people used not to talk about that. When you say the word prudish, I right away think about people used to say after menopause, after people can't have babies, you know, what you don't need to have sex. In the Jewish tradition, and I'm very steeped in that tradition, I wrote a book, Sexuality in the Jewish Tradition, it says that even after menopause, a man is still obligated to provide sexual satisfaction to his wife. How interesting. That shows you that sex is not just for procreation, but also for recreation.
Hmm.
They knew that the relationship is important. That's why they say you have to speak to her softly. But they also knew that in order to keep a relationship going, sex has to be part of it.
All right. Are there any classic novels you'd nominate as very stimulating and something that a woman might read to her partner?
Some classical?
Yeah.
I would consider Lady Chatterley's Lover a classical.
All right.
Because it's still up there. It's still interesting. It still talks about the love affair with a gardener. But I have to tell you something. A book I did recently with Pierre is for the caretakers of Alzheimer's. That's not about sex. But of course I had to add something about sex. People would be disappointed. They would pick up a book by me and they would say, well, doesn't she talk about sex anymore? So I do talk about that, but I don't make it the major. The major emphasis in that book is that caretakers have to do something for themselves in order to be able to provide the help. They have to go out to the hairdresser. They have to use friends to be of help and so forth. I have to laugh, you know why? In the play about me, which is called Becoming Dr. Ruth, which is now at Hartford, it was in Pittsfield, I tell that when I came to this country, I didn't know English. So what I did is read romance stories, because I always needed to know, do they get married at the end? That's how I learned English. I would not say that was classical literature, but that certainly was literature that helped me, because I needed to know what is the end of it, and I couldn't just go, you know, to the end of the passage. So I learned English.
Huh. I want to ask you, how can one differentiate between using graphic sex to advance a plot versus writing pornography?
Look, pornography for me is only when it involves violence or children. Anything else, like the book we talked about, Shades of Grey, or The Lady Chatterley's Lover, in my way of thinking is not pornography. As long as we tell people not required reading, if there are passages, move the page. If there are passages you don't like.
All right.
Anything else that can be read, and that can be read wherever people read, on the beach coming summer, on their Kindle, whatever it is, if it helps their relationship, if it helps them to take a deep breath, take some time, learn, I'm not the only one who writes about sex, learn of what is needed, to have a good sexual experience and use it.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure to speak with you today, Dr. Ruth. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Talk to you soon.
All righty. See you soon. Bye-bye.